In the run-up to the election, we've heard from many, many people trying to make the right choice, from businesses. Today, we turn our attention to first-time voters. Adam Stoner. Adam is a student at the University of Gloucestershire. First time he can vote. He's with me now. Morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Made your mind up yet?
I'm between two parties at the moment. I was going to vote for the Green Party, but I actually held a phone-in after the University of Gloucestershire's own debate with the independent candidate here in Cheltenham. And of course, when you're trapped in a studio with them for 45 minutes, they kind of talk you around to their way of thinking. So I am split.
So it is possible to change people's minds in these last few days?
I would say so, definitely, yeah.
Right, okay. What have you made of it? What have you made of, say, the last 7 days?
The last week has been very dramatic. I mean, you only have to look at yesterday with what Russell Brand said. Obviously, he's hugely influential among young people. Mr. Don't Vote has suddenly changed his mind and has come out and supported the Labour Party. And I think that will do them very good. Whether it does him very good is yet to be seen. But I think, yeah, swaying opinions will definitely take place, perhaps even as late as, you know, polling day.
Take me through this. I kind of get Russell Brand. Some people love him, some people loathe him. But for your age group, do you honestly think Russell Brand could have an impact now saying vote Labour?
He's extremely influential. He's got his own YouTube channel. He's got over 1 million subscribers. He's got an audience of young people, and he talks to them on their level. And I think that's why he's very relatable as a young person. So I think perhaps he's kind of shot himself in the foot a little bit by going back on what he said. But I think it could do them some good. That's if the young people are registered to vote, because, of course, he told them, don't bother.
And you've been totally engaged with this. I know you enjoy your politics. Tell me about this organisation called Bite the Ballot, this app.
Bite the Ballot is an independent organisation that aim to get young people registered to vote and involved in politics. They made National Registration Day to get young people registered, and they've launched an app called Verto, which is sort of like a question and answer app. It's like a survey, and you go through it, you fill it out, and it tells you what party you're most aligned with yourself, and then it tells you what party people who are doing the survey are aligned with in your constituency, and then nationally.
And Adam, finally, do you think you reflect all your cohorts of a similar age, broadly the people you know and mix with, as engaged as you are?
Perhaps not as engaged. I know that a lot of the people, a lot of students are intending to vote for sort of the, for want of a better phrase, lesser perhaps parties, like the Green Party, because they align with a lot of their values.
That's really interesting, considering what we've been talking about the front page of the Eye today. Adam, thank you very much for joining. First-time voter from Cheltenham. Yeah, majority of British public, according to the Eye, now want electoral...
Lovely. Thank you so much for that, Adam.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Daughter, first-time voter...